This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans: coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
All right, we're coming up on Friday relatively quickly here. We had Jeff Smith kind of weighing in on the Eric Adams situation earlier in the show, and he's going to be with us on the roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be here, GOP consultant David Barklage. Also, we are hoping for Dave Murray in studio. He's on his way here right now. He's going to do some of the forecasting for the Evolution Festival. We got a bunch of rain on the way tomorrow. That could affect Billy Joel and Sting. And on the topic of Billy Joel, my friend Mike Del Judas, who's a member of Billy's band, he's been in the band for 10 years. He's got a great story. It's an inspirational story. You're going to want to hear it. He will join us at 425 here on 97.1 FM Talk. So we got Sue's News coming up. I was playing golf in Fairview Heights with our friend Alex Rich, who's on the line right now because he wants to kind of make fun of me, and I'm going to let him do that this afternoon. It was the St. Louis Police Officers Association Golf Tournament, the second annual at Stonewolf Golf Club. We were respectable, Alex, but we had to pull out five holes early, didn't we? Well, I don't have him. Where is he? There, I got to press that button. There you are. Take two. How
are
you?
Am I on now?
Yes, you are.
Are we live? We're ready to go.
So let me explain the story. So we were with Steve Butts, State Representative Steve Butts, and we had a foursome, and we were actually, Alex, it was respectable, right? We were actually, five under?
The first two holes were pretty rough, but once we got out of our system, we felt good about it. I mean, there was a span. We think we had four threes in a row. A few of those were birdies. Maybe an eagle in there as well, and we were really putting a good right shot at it.
But we had to leave early because we all had things on our schedule, and unfortunately, and then it started to really crowd up. This is what happens at these golf outings. So then we start passing people on the golf course. We're in our little gas-powered golf cart, which was awful, actually, Stonewolf. You need new golf carts. And we just basically had to get back to the parking lot. So Alex and I'm driving. We're trucking along.
We were feeling good about it. Mark was like, had it fully planned out. We're ready to go. We're leaving early. Nobody's rushing around. Everybody's going to get to where they need. Steve had to leave early too. Mark was going to, he was going to, for once in his life, be prepared and early and on time for something.
And then we get back to my car and I can't find my phone. And I'm in a full panic, and I have my watch on,
yeah,
and I'm doing, you know, like the little
find
thing with the watch. And Alex is like, you had to put it in your car, and I'm looking everywhere. So I'm like, dude, you got to come with me. Let's go back. So we start tracking.
Well, back up, because you missed a key part of this. As we're going around, as we're, you know, passing everybody on the course, Mark's phone does kind of fall out of his lap, and it falls down into where like our feet are in the golf cart, and I pick it up,
which is not unusual. That happens when you're in golf carts.
Happens all the time. I pick it up and I hand it to Mark.
Yeah.
And okay, I put and it back where it was supposed to be. Well, I thought I put anyway. We go back and we start going to the whatever damn hole we were on, because we started on the 9th, so we go to the 8th, we go to the 7th, the 6th, and nobody has seen the phone. And I'm in full panic mode, not only because I don't have my phone, but because my driver's license.
Remember, I talked yesterday.
I don't have a wallet.
We did.
I have two credit cards in there and my insurance card. So we can't find the damn thing. Alex is calling it. Well, finally, somebody says, and maybe you said this from the beginning, do find my iPhone. And I had my iPad with me. So we go all the way back to the car. We look on Find My iPhone. Sure enough, it is showing the phone on a fairway right next to a house that's down the street.
In some guy's backyard. And I got to give Mark credit, to be honest with you, because we all know Mark. We all know Mark. He's not a dramatic guy at all. And so when he says, I can't find the phone, I'm thinking, oh, he's going to really lose it. Mark, for the most part, stayed pretty calm.
I don't even think I said F, did I? Maybe a couple of times.
You didn't even drop the F-bomb.
I was very worried, but I thought, no, somebody's got to find this. So we go through, we get to this house, because it says it's right behind 1748 Stone Lake Drive, or whatever the hell it was. And thank God there was a dude there in his garage, actually getting into a golf cart. And I said, I think my phone is in your backyard. And he had a gate, so I don't know what we would have done if he wasn't there, but he was very nice. He says, you can go down this path. We go through thick woods. It was kind of muddy. And sure enough, right there where the damn Find My iPad or Find My Phone is on the iPad, it was right there. It guided us directly.
Get into this guy's yard.
It wasn't in his yard. His yard was right next to the fairway.
So
there were woods.
We went through the backwoods to get. I mean, this guy said, oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It was a good, I mean, it was like a solid wooded area that we had to go through. I mean, we were off-road.
It would have been tougher if he wasn't there. But luckily, it all turned out well, and I got the phone. But here's the lesson. The lesson is make sure the damn Find My iPhone is on.
Holy cow. Yeah. So wait, you dropped it on the fairway while driving the cart?
What's funny, Alex, do you know this? We were on the cart path. We're passing people on the cart path, right, which is concrete. But there was one hole that we came up on, and I saw these dudes blocking the cart path. So I go off into the fairway. I hit the rough, and that's exactly where it was,
The slope. It was because, the slope that we had to go around, the slope had us, you know, we were lucky not to be tipping over all the way, but... Mark maneuvered us around. But mind you, you know, you got to backtrack. He lost it once, and I picked it up and handed it to him.
You're breaking up. I think you're breaking up.
Right,
all right,
Alex.
Thank you for the update, and thank you for making fun of me. All right, take care. Now, I have to tell you one other story here, okay? And I don't want to drag Alex into this or anyone else or Steve Butts, but I will tell you this. And I've told you this story. I've shared this story on the air a few times, and I've never mentioned names, and I'm not going to mention any names, okay? But, Sue, you know this place, The Haven, which is in South City. Is it still open?
No.
Okay. I always used to love that place. It had a couple of incarnations, right? So let's say this is 15 years ago. I'm on Camo X. I'm doing afternoon drive on Camo X, 2 to 6. And I'm following Rush Limbaugh. Okay? I've been a conservative talk show host my entire career. My ideology has never changed. But I'm on Camo X after Rush Limbaugh. So I'm at The Haven with two dear friends of mine, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's someone that he works for, my friend, who's there at The Haven.
Okay.
And he signals her down, and she comes over to the table, right? And he starts to introduce me to her. It's one of his bosses, actually, right? She turned around and walked away in the other direction.
Why?
It was because of who I was, because of my politics.
Wow.
This has happened to me twice in my life. It was the most rude thing that I've ever encountered in my life. And to this day, if I didn't love my friend as much as I do, I would have MF'd this woman on the radio for the last 10 years. And today, I was playing golf with her husband.
Oh, my gosh.
And I mean, he was fine. I held my tongue because I wanted to send a message through him to his wife using words that I rarely use. But I was on my best behavior.
Good. Good.
But it was seriously one of the most rude. I mean, imagine that.
I know.
You're saying hi to someone, and she just turned around and walked away. There is a word that I'm thinking for that some people might recognize, and that's what that represents. And it's unbelievable that that happened. But I couldn't believe that today. I really couldn't.
Wow.
So that was kind of fun. Let's do Sue's News. We're a little late. We have plenty of time.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
You know, that really is an incredible story of finding that phone again.
Oh, I would have been freaked out.
How long were you without it?
10, 15 minutes, maybe.
Do you think anyone played past it or saw it, obviously?
No, because what happened, where we were, they would have hit their, it was just on the fairway, but what happened was is their tee shots would have gone past where my phone was, so they wouldn't have seen it.
Dang. Yeah. Man, what if you would have lost that thing?
I would have been here hoping that someone was going to find it, and I would have had to cancel all my credit cards and stuff.
You would.
At the pace that things were going, I thought that you were going to say that it was in your back pocket or something.
Me
because
too.
Earlier, he was looking for his glasses.
And they were on my head.
They were on his head.
Yes. Ethan, you are correct, and Alex did the same thing. But I reached everywhere. I looked in my golf bag. Like, I thought, did I put it on the top of the golf bag, and it sort of slid in?
Right. No. Interesting. Good news, it's National Pancake Day again. It's the second of the year, Fred.
I think you can never have that too much.
Amen. Amen.
Why do we have two?
I have no idea, but a poll found just 7% of Americans don't like pancakes. What is the matter with you people? That includes 2% who passionately hate them. How you can have that much animosity against a pancake? It blows my mind. Fred is, by the way, Ethan, an expert at little mini waffles.
Oh, are you now?
I am.
Interesting. This is good information. And to answer the question, as the Joker says in The Dark Knight, some people just want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, you know what?
I had pancakes last night, not unbeknownst to me, in advance of the celebration of National Pancake Day number 2.
See?
Went to Bare Naked Ladies and Toe the Wet Sprocket, came back home, was a little hungry, had a breakfast burrito, and then I had some pancakes.
I love it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
By the way, the most popular types of pancakes, buttermilk, blueberry, and chocolate chip.
Oh, I do like the blueberry.
Mm. I like the blueberry, too. By the way, they teamed up with, who did? Well, they. Okay. Well, so much for my cutting and pasting. Someone has teamed up with the clothing brand Mr. Eatwell for a line of pancake suits. If you would like to get into a pancake suit, it's a hoodie and sweats combo with a built-in pancake warming pouch. You know, if you want to carry them around, Fred. I can see you in a pancake suit.
But I like it.
They're only $100. Go to MrEatwell.com if that's your thing. And look up the pancake suit. All right.
Holiday Inn.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Ethan. And this is Fred's day because this will have music. 60 years ago today in 1964, this show debuted on CBS.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
One of the greatest television shows in history, and Fred would agree, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
This was my after-school friend for years.
Aww. Yes, mine too.
Well, it doesn't age well. I'm not sure it was great to begin with, but that's all we had, people. It's all
it
we
was
had.
Great. There was nothing wrong with it.
Have you ever watched it again, Mark? Try going back. Your daughter would be like, what is happening?
No, yeah,
there are the marathons that are still on.
I'm Team Gilligan Island. Well. I'm not wavering at all. My love for Gilligan Island will never go away. Gilligan's Island. I love it.
Ethan, have you ever seen an episode of Gilligan's Island?
I have not. I've heard of it, but
spare yourself.
No, I have not.
But listen, Fred is an expert. He owns books on the subject and has a collection, entire collection.
Learned so much about you in these last 2 minutes.
Probably about 6 or 7 Gilligan's Island books.
Wow. Yeah. By the way, of all of the 7 castaways, only Ginger is still with us.
Which
Tina Louise
reminds me, Mark, you said you were Team Gilligan, but are you Team Ginger? Or Team Marianne?
You know,
that's a solid question.
I like them both, Fred, in the spirit of bipartisanship. I think back in the day.
Or Team Lovey.
A true politician.
Oh, yeah. Why did you discriminate against Lovey?
I know.
I believe back in the day I would have answered that question, Marianne.
That's fair. You were a thinking woman. That's kind of who's on an island. I don't know. If you cared to know about that, 55 years ago today, a huge album was released. And it was The Beatles' Abbey Road.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that's fun.
Doesn't that make you happy to hear that?
You know, my friend Martin Sexton's coming back into town here in a week from Sunday, breakroomconcerts.com. He's doing this album, and it's going to be great.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. I say it's all right.
I'm not going to lie. It was a little bit of a zen for me this morning pulling this
right?
audio. I was like, this is nice.
There's just nothing better. Also, this was, by the way, their 11th album featuring Come Together and, of course, Here Comes the Sun. Just too good to believe. And then, out of nowhere, I mean, here we've got Pancake Day. We've got Gilligan's Island. Yay for Abbey Road. 54 years ago today in 1970, this Sesame Street song actually made it to number 16 on the pop charts.
It really did?
Totally
Rubber
did.
Ducky, you're the one. You make bath time so lots of fun.
Oh, I don't know the words.
Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
It's one of the greatest. This is one of the greatest songs in history too.
When I squeeze
only to be followed by C is for Cookie, I would say. By the way, right?
C is for Cookie is
one of my favorites.
What year was this?
1970.
Every day when
I can't believe it charted though. That's hilarious, right?
The fact that it went to 16.
I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby.
Oh my God, this will be stuck in our heads for the rest of the afternoon. I probably haven't heard this song in 30 years, something like that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sue. This is why
we
really depend on Sue's news for moments like that.
Disney Plus is officially cracking down on password sharing this week. You can try to keep getting away with sharing passwords, but Disney says they're going to be able to automatically detect when someone's watching outside your household. And they'll let you add one new member to your account. It costs an additional $6.99 a month for Disney Plus Basic and $9.99 for Disney Plus Premium. And Ben Stiller is directing a movie called The Dink. That's right. It's about our friend Pickleball.
I thought Dink was Double Income, No Kids.
It could be that, too. It stars Jake Johnson as a washed-up tennis pro who becomes a pickleball player to save a club in crisis. The cast also includes Mary Steenburgen and Ed Harris. I mean, it sounds like it'll be a good cast.
Let me just say this, because let's think. There's not been a movie that's focused around pickleball, and it's one of the biggest things, cultural things in the country. That will be huge.
It will be huge. And Stiller... Stiller will be in it. And actual tennis star Andy Roddick will have a key supporting role. So, it might be kind of fun.
If you dink it, they will come.
Yeah,
I guess.
Perhaps,
there you go.
Perhaps. I'm just going to ignore pretend that didn't happen. And CNN has a new feature on the 20 greatest American dishes. It's just so CNN. Okay, barbecue at number one. I'm fine. But number two on the list was fried okra. What?
Get out of here.
No.
So that's just no good.
What?
And it's just...
No, look,
there's
it's
no
instantly
telling.
Disqualified.
I agree.
There's... No.
And there's way that you could tell. It's not like numbered, but the fact that they felt to put that second doesn't make any sense to me.
That's called virtue signaling.
Thank you.
What that's
called. It also includes things like Cobb salad. Yum. Okay. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich, the hamburger, apple pie, chili, clam chowder, Reuben, eggs Benedict, grits, spaghetti and meatballs, and chocolate chip cookies, fried bread. You know,
there's no. Eggs Benedict is not in the top 500 of things that people eat in this country.
Oh, I don't think it's that. It's greatest American dishes, not what we're eating.
All right, well, that's a little different.
Okay,
though.
But if you're going to call it a dish, I don't think fried okra even is a dish. None of that makes sense to me.
No.
Okay, but it's annoying.
We're throwing a challenge flag on this whole thing.
We'll focus on the pancakes. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. I think I'll do this one for Mark. There are only 28 hotels in the world with 3,000 or more rooms. Only 28, and 15 of them are in Vegas.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that. That is a good one for me. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
And can I say one more thing about the woman who refused to even be introduced to me? This is what's unbelievable. She runs a children's charity here in St. Louis. As soon as my friend who I'm talking about kicks it, I'm going to out her. I promise you that. We're coming back with Mike Del Judas from Billy's Band.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.